from the year 2000 to 2006, we had a terrible time with the TB in the milking cows. We had to have quite a few killed. I'm talking about not massive numbers, but probably 40 or 50 over the time. But the biggest trouble with TB was that, number one, I don't think the test was very reliable. And number two, if you have a reactor, which we kept having odd reactors, you then had to retest the herd again in 6 weeks. So every 6 weeks, and this wasn't just the herd, it wasn't just the milking cows, we had all the fallows as well. So we were ending up testing 400 cattle once every 6 weeks, and this went on for 5-6 years. And we never managed to get a bottom of it. And then the milk price started to drop in 2006 badly, and it wasn't either getting towards break-even point, so we actually sold up on the cows and stopped milking then.
As now, a machinery-mad teenager, I have a recollection that you had one of the first Leyland 384 tractors for the silage syndicate?
Yes, we did, yes. 2100 we had at one time. Yes, we had a silage syndicate. Now, that was... God, when the hell was that?
It was Ron Ballard,
Sperry's and us. That went on for quite a few years then. That's got to be it's going to be late 1970s, I should think. Ron had a trailer, we had a trailer, or two trailers. Sperry's didn't do quite so much, so didn't have a trailer, but they provide a tractor. And we had a forage harvester, mower conditioner, and that was in the syndicate. But then we used to use our own tractors and work it all out across the world. Work well, that is. Mm-hmm. We used to have a biggish acreage then. I remember going around the village and all around here, about the end of May, the whole place feels look white, wouldn't they? Can you remember?
Did, yes.
Our first lot of tractors that we had was a International.
Yes, in fact, I think all members of the syndicate had International.
Well, it wasn't
at one time.
I think it was Jeff Ballard who said, you better buy an International. So we had to have International. So there was small International. Ron had a bigger one. We had a small one. We had 2 4-1-4s, I think. That's right. And then we went from that, we went on to Nuffield. They were good tractors in Nuffields, and there's lots about now, you know, still vintage tractors around. Nuffield 1060 and a 460 we had as well, I think it was. Yeah, and then after Nuffield, we went on to Leyland. Then they produced a funny one, which is half Nuffield, half Leyland. Can you remember a funny shape?
Yes.
Then we went on to Leylands. We have several Leyland tractors, a 272. But then we also had a big one, which is a 100 horsepower one, which in those days was quite a big tractor, a 2100 two-wheel drive.
That was a big tractor.
It's got a beautiful engine in it, but they hadn't quite matched the gearbox to the power of the engine, so it was never... But if you got one today, they're worth quite a lot of money because there weren't many made. Mm. And we had those from Burgess's. And then John Lane became a Deutsch dealer. So we went on to Deutsch tractors, air-cooled. And they don't not air-cooled anymore these days. It was 80 horsepower, six-cylinder. Well, that was a good tractor. Then we had a 62 horsepower one as well. Or we had three altogether, three Deutsch at one time, yes. Well, they were quite good.
You've seen some fantastic changes in farm machinery then, Jeff.
Yeah.
I was in my field the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it would have been yourself or Andrew, lugging muck up the hillside.
Oh, yes.
And with a New Holland tractor, I think.
Yeah, New Holland,
What a super sounding thing and almost like an automatic transmission.
It is.
Is it?
There is automatic on that one. There is on that latest, on the one, yes, that is automatic. You have to press buttons there, but it's automatic on the road, yes. Which is quite...
But you're clearly an International man, an International...
Well, I was originally. I don't think I am anymore.
No.
I always liked the Nuffields, they were the ones. Because when Jeff Ballard had Nuffields when he was farming at Aldgate, just going back, he had some of the first Nuffields, because his uncle,